We're already into the second month of the year, and maybe you had some resolutions or things you wanted to do in 2021. Maybe a time to do some a little bit of a reset, perhaps. We have tips on getting some self-care and helping us out. We have with us Jacqueline London, who is a registered dietitian, head of nutrition and wellness at WW, formerly Weight Watchers. Welcome to the show. Let's talk a little bit about self-care. When we talk about self-care, what are we specifically talking about? What are some of the areas that's involved in?
So first of all, remember that self-care is dynamic. It's not one stagnant place, and it's not a test. It's real life, and it's the practices that make you feel your best. So I often frame this in terms of your personal health priorities, the places that you spend the most of your time, and the plans that you'll make to keep those true goals in place into tangible action.
So let's take us through some of that. I mean, that you sort of talk about is our environment, who we are, and then what we do about it, in a sense.
Exactly. So first, I would encourage all of us to remember that our environment is ever-changing as well. And so, you know, now is really the perfect time to consider what tools are really available to you right now, right where you are, and think about how you can use those tools for your advantage. So, you know, the WW app is on your phone, and it's sort of like a healthy habit facilitator. It's a habits in your pocket guide to help you really actualize on any plans that you may have as it relates to food, activity, mindset, and sleep. So, you know, and also having a general plan and then staying flexible within that framework can really help you rethink self-care in terms of what you can do more of rather than thinking of it as something else to add to your list or another burnout-inducing goal.
What do we do to make these goals stick or feel that we're accomplishing something as we're doing them?
So first is to, again, have that plan, but stay flexible within that plan. Then I would encourage all of us to think about staying consistent, whether that's staying consistent with your meals and snacks. Eating regularly can really help you stay more in control as it relates to anything that has to do with food. Then it's about connection, fostering the connection to the food that you eat, to the people with whom you spend time, and to one another. That is critical. And, of course, the community in which you spend most of your time, again, part of that environmental component, but really a part of your everyday well-being. We know that your personal health is really a product that goes well beyond what you eat or how active you are. It's really about your overall mindset, and to maintain that healthier mindset and that healthier view. You know, a lot of us are feeling more stressed than ever, but reducing that really means finding your tribe, staying within your community so that you can bring your best selves to the world. We actually just launched a new membership option at WW, which is called D360. It's a new membership that is virtual coaching platform that really brings people together, even though we are separate right now and so many of us are in different places. This really fosters that connection through a digital experience. So really finding what is available to you, keep it consistent, keep it connected, and remember to think about your community.
How interactive do we need to be with this app if we're using it? Is it something that reminds us of certain things, or do we have to kind of remember to input information or give it sort of an insight as to how our day went or that type of thing?
Well, you know, what's amazing is that it's really truly a digital flexible framework. It really creates an environment and a space for you to input as much as you want or as little as you want. You know, one really interesting thing that we've found is that freedom and flexibility as it relates to our members, everyone has a different interpretation of that. It's highly subjective. So what works for me may not work for you, and so on. So what really is important is simply having those tools available to you and finding out which ones work the best for your lifestyle. Something that I find myself relying on all the time now is one of our latest features in food, which is, it's called What's in Your Fridge. Essentially, you can input the ingredients that you have on hand in your kitchen and create, the app will generate a number of different recipe ideas using just what you have. So it's really an amazing kind of building block for determining where you can make things easier on yourself, where you can simplify, and rethinking where you can take shortcuts when you can, because it's really, again, all about what is truly sustainable and what feels freeing and flexible to you.
And where can people find out more about what you've been speaking of today?
Everything you need is available on www.com.